USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Isaias is expected to hit the U.S. mainland this weekend. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Isaias is expected to approach the southeast coast of Florida later today and Sunday. As of 5 a.m., the hurricane was about 80 miles south-southeast of Nassau, Bahamas. Watches and warnings have been issued for parts of Florida. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, a state of emergency has been issued ahead of Isaias. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane preparations will be more complicated given the COVID-19 pandemic, and families and businesses need to keep that in mind as they get ready.
Cooper says the hurricane could reach his state Monday, with the storm's biggest impact Monday night. President Trump said he will ban the popular video app TikTok from operating in the United States, rejecting a potential deal for Microsoft to buy the app from its Chinese-owned parent company. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A Marine training exercise in California has deadly results. USA's John Hunt has more.
8 Marines were missing and 1 found dead after an amphibious assault vehicle sank during a training exercise near a military-owned island off the coast of Southern California. There were 15 Marines and a Navy sailor in the vehicle when it started taking on water as it traveled from the shores of San Clemente Island to a Navy ship. 2 Marines were among those rescued that were injured. 1 was hospitalized in critical condition and the other in stable condition. Military ships, small boats, and helicopters were searching choppy seas for the missing amid moderate to strong winds.
Educators in Florida have gotten creative to bridge the digital divide. Rocky Hanna leads the Leon County Schools. He told CBS News.
Even back to last spring, we retrofitted buses with smart technology and parked them in Section 8 housing complexes where we had high concentrations of our students who were living that could then log in, jump in on that access point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There is some agreement in Congress on one aspect of COVID-19 relief. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Nearly 30 million Americans are losing the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits Congress approved in the spring to keep the economy going. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Republicans have met 3 straight days with Democrats, but there's no progress. He also said Republicans have offered 4 plans, hoping for a compromise. Democrats have not yet made a counteroffer. One thing both sides do agree on, though, is a paycheck protection program, which loans small businesses money. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says in the next bill there will be elements again of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Very similar to what we had before, 60% for payroll, 40% for other expenses. That now includes the personal protective equipment and other technologies that they need in order to comply with local COVID restrictions and so forth. That costs money. But it's only available to businesses that are 300 employees or smaller, who have suffered a 50% reduction in their revenues in either the first quarter of this year or the second quarter of this year compared to the same time frame a year ago. And we also set aside some of that money for businesses with 10 employees or less, the sort of smaller mom and pop and micro businesses.
We have news for you on demand anytime at our website. Go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.